Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. These lessons are designed to help you find your place in God and to give you the biblical information you need to live a full life in Jesus Christ. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. In my lesson today, I'm going to revisit chapter 2 of the book of Revelation and verse 5, just for a few minutes. Verse 5 is an ominous verse. Jesus tells them how to rekindle the love which they had left and how to get back to the place from which they had fallen. They could indeed get back to the place where they found honey in the rock, water in the stone, power in the blood, and healing in His hand, and purpose in His plan. He told them to do 3 things: remember, repent, and do. If the pastor refused or failed to repent and to do those first works, Jesus warns him, and this is a warning to everyone that's in the church, I will come unto you quickly and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Jesus is telling this pastor, he's telling this church, that they would no longer exist as a Christian congregation. Of course, this finally happened at a later date. The pastor and this church would be given a reasonable opportunity to repent. This was not to be a sudden uprooting as in anger, but a movement which would end in the loss of the place that the pastor in this church had been called to fulfill, unless there came a change for the better. Jesus was going to give them space to repent. Listen to what he told the pastor of Thyatira. You suffered that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophet, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And then Jesus said, I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. So what did Jesus say next? I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her also into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And then he tells us what he's going to do to Jezebel, the one who repented not. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and the hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. In verse 6 of this chapter, Jesus points out one of the good things about this pastor and church. He said, you hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. The Nicolaitans was a group of people who called themselves after the name of their favorite preacher, Nicholas. I believe that this was the same Nicholas that was one of the 7 that was chosen to wait on tables in Acts chapter 6. You recall that story. I believe that this group is a part of those that Nicholas pulled away from the church, seeking disciples of his own. In Acts the 20th chapter, Paul warned this same church about such a thing. He said, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. In verse 7, Jesus said, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. With each letter, there is a promise to the one whoever comes. The promise here to the overcomer is granted the right to eat of the tree of life. Adam failed when tested and lost his right. Now it is promised to those who will be faithful under temptation to eat of the tree of life, which is to enjoy all that the life of the world to come has in store for the redeemed humanity. Paradise takes us back to Eden, where the tree of life is first mentioned as being in the midst of the garden. Now, it is said to be in the midst of the paradise of God.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.